The bill had been dropped in May and didn't get much attention. It hadn't moved since its introduction, till it passed out of committee and immediately came to the Senate floor. And both the content and the speed of the bill had Democrats upset. Senator Edna Brown of Toledo said putting lawmakers in charge of whether cabinet-level agencies should continue their work could create massive gridlock and, she said, is dangerous.
The entire administration of the state of Ohio could be eliminated through inaction alone. This legislation impacts the core functions of government. It has the potential to change the normal operating procedure of the state of Ohio.
But Republicans said claims like that are exaggerated. Senator Randy Gardner of Bowling Green said the bill simply says lawmakers should get an opportunity to review the work of commissions, boards, and state agencies to make sure they're still doing the work they were created to do. For instance, Gardner said because governors, state lawmakers, and other officials did that, they've reduced the number of state employees by more than 16,000 in the last 16 years.
So pretty dramatic. So as we have looked at state government, we have tried to provide efficiencies and evaluate fairly, but this is an additional tool that some would say would be necessary to continue that legislative evaluation of state agencies and departments.
Democrats said the bill could create confusion among residents if major agencies such as taxation were eliminated through lawmakers' inaction, and suggested the legislative majority could use the agency reviewing power as a political ploy against a governor of the other party. But Republican Senate President Keith Faber of Salinas said the power is actually a check on an overly political governor. Faber said the measure makes it clear that lawmakers have the authority to create and review agencies through the regular hearing process and other legislative work. And he railed against those opposed to the bill.
Those who are voting no because you're afraid that you won't do your job, our future legislatures won't do their job, shame on you. Those who are voting no because you think the process didn't work very well, my question is, where have you been the last 6 months?
Democratic Senator Tom Sawyer from Akron says he's not against the idea in principle, but implied that the only occasional committee and session schedule that leadership has set would make a thorough and time-sensitive review of agencies impossible.
Perhaps the solution that we really ought to undertake is to return to a calendar that allows us to meet frequently enough in committees of jurisdiction to undertake that kind of work. Perhaps that's not as easy to do as it is to say.
Union groups had angrily blasted Republicans for fast-tracking the bill with no public input and said that it opens the door to widespread privatization and to weakening collective bargaining rights. It now moves on to the House, which is not scheduled to be back in session till after the November election. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.